Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yes, indeed, it is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, but there is no at Pac-Man Joel. There is no at Barry is funny. There's no at the producer Nick. It is Cody Stutes in for those guys with Tyler. Follow us on Twitter, at @Cody_Stutes. At Tyler Drew Scott. Always follow ESPN 97.5 at ESPN 97.5. It's Friday. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have some fun. Lots of baseball, lots of basketball to get to. Even got some football. An hour from now, Astros County will join us. You do not want to miss Astros County when he does radio. It is must listen to radio. I spent way too much time last night going through the history of Houston sports and realizing that we've had it so much better than the people of New Orleans. I'll explain that a little bit later on. Lots to get to. The HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call or the number to text as well. So let's start with the Astros. The All-Star team starters are out. 3 for the Astros. That's the good news. Before we get to that, though, the bad news. Yesterday, the hammer, Yordan, leaves with knee discomfort. And when the Astros say someone has knee discomfort, basically it means you're getting amputated. So Yordan's losing his leg, basically. That's kind of what it means. But he leaves with knee discomfort. I did see after the game, it's just maybe a few days, and they'll take a look at it and just estimate where he is. If he's out for a long time, what do? There's 3 options for what they do. If he's out for a long time, because you need the stick. You need a guy that's hitting as well as he is. And if you got to the point where you're going to bring him up, it felt like, oh my goodness, he can't do any more. Like, we're going to go ahead and just bring him up. It got to that point with him. So you feel like, okay, we need someone who's going to provide some sort of offense. There's, you know, Yuli's gotten going the past couple days. Tyler White's still an iffy guy in the lineup. And Correa's not back just quite yet. So there's Tony Kemp, who can play a little outfield and then can spell someone and if you're going to go ahead and give them a DH slot. There's Miles Straw, who can play a little outfield, play a little infield, and you just kind of, you know, move things around that way. Or it's Kyle Tucker. I went and did the math on this. Kyle Tucker. Terrible April. One of the worst Aprils we've seen from a top prospect in a long time. Just atrocious. But Kyle Tucker has hit .320 since April. His on-base percentage is almost .400. His slugging is .690, which if you're keeping track of the math there, that's a slugging percentage over 1,000, OPS over 1,000. 18 home runs in that time. If the argument was Yordan's done everything he can do, Kyle Tucker's done everything he can do. Kyle Tucker is ready to come up. Again, this is only if Yordan's out for a while. If Yordan's not out for a while, then, you know, it doesn't matter. You just wait a couple days and you figure it out until he's back. Just randomly leaving in the middle of a game always feels worse than like taking a foul ball or running the base paths or something. because that means there was something lingering. And I feel like a lot of those big injuries for baseball players, it starts out as, oh, yeah, I didn't really think I was that hurt, and then I kind of was testing it, and then I came out of the game, and then, you know, we did the scans, and now, oh, I got to have it amputated.
Well, I think, I want to say it was Kaplan or McTaggart said that he, like, fouled a ball off his knee, and he finished that game, and then...
Then it was bugging him the next couple
days?
Yeah,
because he was DHing that game, and then yesterday, whenever he came out, I guess being in the outfield kind of aggravated it, so...
Sure.
Maybe that's what it is, and it's just kind of a bruise or whatever.
I sure hope that's all it is. Few days for him, he gets back in the lineup, everything will be fine. And while I was thinking about who can play in the outfield, and while I was thinking about it, I was like, did Aledmys Diaz pass and we didn't know it? Like, is he gone? What happened to him? And then I finally had to go do some research, and I guess he's been running finally. And he's been taking some, like, fastball-only batting practice, and Hinch said after the All-Star break for him. We just totally forget Aledmys Diaz was like the utility guy, Mr. Utility on this team. And, I mean, he got hurt like at the same time Altuve got hurt, and then no one paid attention to Aledmys Diaz anymore, and everyone was like, oh, my God, Altuve, are you okay? Do you need somebody to get you water? Like, you know, let me wait on you hand and foot. And Aledmys Diaz is over here like, can I just get a ride off the field? Like, my leg hurts a lot, by the way. So that's the bad news. The good news yesterday is the Astros have the most starters in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. So you've got Bregman, Brantley, and Springer, and it sounded a little like this when the announcements happened.
As Springer drives one deep to center field, this ball's gone. And Bregman sends one deep to right field. Alex trying to give the Astros the lead again. He does! Almost the same spot. Bregman, two home run night. Astros lead 8-6.
Michael Brantley deep to right field, and I mean deep. His second at bat, a home run as Astro. And Houston takes a 4-1 lead.
Actually, that's what it sounded when you talk about who the three Astros starters in the All-Star game are. That's what it sounded like. Not what they got announced as.
we were misled as to what that
we wanted
was.
To hear the highlights anyway. Yeah. We don't care what the stupid Major League Baseball Network people had or ESPN or whatever it was. We care about the
Who even
TK
announced
and
that?
Blummer.
I guess, was it Manfred?
I don't know because I was watching on Twitter. Because Major League Baseball was like 4 or 5 minutes ahead, I felt like, on Twitter.
Yeah, they do a lot of different, I guess, broadcasts. So.
Yeah, imagine that. You can find something out on the internet before you have to watch it on TV. Novel idea. So those three guys are starting in the All-Star game. Brantley held out Aaron Judge for that final outfield spot. Like Springer, no duh. Trout, no duh. But Brantley held off Aaron freaking Judge. I mean, think about New York compared to Houston. Think about Yankees fans compared to Astros fans. And the conclusion I draw from that, Astros fans are better than Yankees fans. Congratulations, you've all earned that. As you put Michael Brantley in the All-Star game as a starter and not Aaron Judge. You did not allow Aaron Judge to get in there. So congratulations. Who are the other All-Stars on this team? Because I was looking through this last night. Verlander's obviously on the team. So Verlander, All-Star for sure. Just because you were in the hunt to be a starter, I'm assuming you're in the hunt to end up on the All-Star team. So Robinson Chirinos is on this team. So he's an All-Star. First time for him, cool. That's very cool for him. That's certainly not the type of player the Rangers thought they were letting go and walk out the door. And then Garrett Cole, league leader in strikeouts, feels like that's an All-Star worthy thing, even though when you just look 30,000 feet at the box score, it doesn't look like a great setup for Garrett Cole this season so far. But, you know, it kind of feels like the league leader in strikeouts is All-Star worthy. Name me, you know, however many pitchers better than Garrett Cole, which is also the same argument I make for Ryan Pressly. Ryan Pressly has to be an All-Star. Has to be an All-Star. He was dominant to start the year, and there was a good stretch there you could make the argument he was pitching better than anyone in baseball.
The guy who might start the All-Star game probably isn't better than Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Verlander.
Yeah.
I mean, there's word that Cora or Alex Cora might like peg Verlander as a starter.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there's a good argument to be made that, you know, Cole has something go right here, something go right there, and he's got as just as good a year so far as Verlander. Which Verlander, I mentioned this the other day on Charlie's show, and I'm Cody Stutzen for Barry and Joel, by the way, here on ESPN 97.5. I feel like Verlander leads the league in solo home runs allowed. He's given up 21 home runs this year, 17 solo shots.
And not a lot of run support. I was thinking about this a few games. I guess his last start. Does this feel like Clemens whenever he was pitching for the Astros and got no run support but always seemed like he was pitching a pretty good game?
Not quite, because I think, I mean, on any given day, they've got the potential to actually like break out and give him some run support.
Granted,
whereas, like,
yeah.
I feel like those teams back in the day when the Rocket was pitching,
they were small ball
that
teams.
They couldn't. I mean, if they were putting up six runs, like something terribly went wrong for the other team.
Yeah,
something awful went wrong. So get Presley on this All Star team, and if Presley makes it, Brent Strom will have coached up Chris Devinsky. He will have coached up Will Harris, and he will have coached up Ryan Presley as All Star pitchers who are not a starter or a closer. And that is incredible. I cannot imagine there's been any organization in recent memory or any pitching coach who's had that kind of run of success taking three middle relievers and putting them on the All-Star team with his success and their success. That is incredible. I can't imagine anybody's been able to do that around baseball. So, talked a lot about the All-Star game. I want to talk about this Astros team because one of the bad things from yesterday that wasn't Yordan was Brad Peacock. And they're not going to need a fifth starter, I think, until the All-Star break. But after that, hey, you got to find five guys. You got three right now. You got to find five guys for the rest of this season. I'll explain why. I'll explain the approach I would take if I was the Astros on finding that guy. And we got to tell you about how fantastic pizza is, too. We'll explain that. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank, Barry Laminack. Tyler's in for Nick today here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Cody Stutz in for the guys today here on ESPN 97.5. At Cody underscore Stutz on Twitter. Tyler in for Nick. Follow him on Twitter, at Tyler Drew Scott. You changed that recently, yes?
In January. January-ish.
Okay. I guess I haven't had to tag you since January-ish.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. What did it used to be?
Producer T. Scott, I think.
Good change.
Well,
you're so much more than just
a exactly.
Producer.
I'm not only a producer now.
Yeah, you're so much more. You're so much more. So T. Scott's along for the ride today as well. 713-780-3776, the HRMP listener line. You want to call in, you can text in as well. 713-780-3776. You've known about these folks for a while here. Our
yes,
friends
I
at
have.
Center Court Pizza. Because they brought pizza for us. And
I don't know if you saw my face whenever I saw the box come out of the pizza bag.
It looked like...
When I saw that familiar logo, I feel like my face lit up.
It looked like a small child that was being gifted something they desperately wanted for Christmas.
Like the N64 kid.
Yes. Yes, that's what you looked like. Just big eyes, tears welling up just a little bit, and then excitement. Somebody opened the box, and it was just like you freaked out a little bit. But yeah, our friends at Center Court Pizza brought us up some pizza. Couple different toppings options, couple different flavors, if you will. They even had a gluten-free cauliflower crust pizza up here for one of the guys in the office, And I snagged a piece of that.
I still have a piece too.
I was trying to, you know, I was like, okay, let me taste it. Look, I've been watching my weight every now and then. Cauliflower crust pizza is not good unless you get it from Center Court Pizza, because that was amazing. It was very good. And then I was like, well, if the cauliflower crust pizza is this good, maybe I can sneak a slice of the regular stuff. I'll just run a little bit extra today.
They cancel out.
Sure.
It's like you eating veggies and then beer.
Exactly. That's exactly. I canceled it out, and then I had two more slices, and it was really good. Center Court Pizza, new location that you can go to, Center Court Pizza and Brew, 18320 West Airport Boulevard. Aliana East?
Aliana.
Aliana. 18320 West Airport out in Richmond. 18320 West Airport out in Richmond. Type it in your machine if you got to get there, to get out there. Fantastic pizza.
And I will say, this is a quick shameless plug for my buddy Peck, who is, he's like, he used to be a bartender there and then moved up the ranks. Now he's like director of operations for them.
Sure.
The Pearland, the original location, is having their 13th anniversary this Saturday.
Gotcha.
So get out there or just go to any Center Court, celebrate with them.
Center Court Pizza and Brew, 18320 West Airport, Suite 500 is the address, but you'll see the logo and then you'll smell the pizza. And get extra seasoning on the crust. That's the
Center Court regular pro tip.
You couldn't see it on the radio. If you're watching us on Twitch, you can. Do you know we're on Twitch? Watch us on Twitch. What are you doing?
You can go to my Twitter and see a picture of this.
Yeah, you can see a picture. But what I want to do when I talk about this Center Court pizza is just do the Italian, you know, where you put your fingers to your mouth and then you open your hand to. It's beautiful.
Buongiorno.
What?
And one of those things?
No.
Doesn't that mean hello?
Yes. Why are we saying hello to the pizza?
I don't know. Well, because you're greeting the pizza.
The pizza is hello. No, the pizza's beautiful. What are we doing? Buongiorno.
Bella. There you go. That's Bella. That's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, beautiful, tasty, delicious, all those things. Cheesy. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't it cheesy? Center Court Pizza and Brew. Go check them out. 18320 West Airport in Richmond. All right. You got to trade for some pitching if you're the Astros. You have to trade for some pitching. And Brad Peacock and Framber Valdez ain't going to get it done. Okay? It's not going to happen. Wade Miley's been fine. I was worried about Wade Miley coming in the year. I wasn't worried about Peacock or McHugh. And when they moved McHugh, I wasn't worried about Corbin Martin. And I was wrong on all that. So you got to go get some pitching because Wade Miley's been fine. And obviously, Cole and Verlander are fine. But Peacock's too inconsistent out there on the mound. Hasn't been sharp enough in June. Yesterday got rocked. The game was basically over by the time he was out of the game. So you can't do that. It's been 2 weeks since the Astros won a game started by either of those guys. 2 weeks. So you got to get better there. I got no clue what the plan is for the fifth spot in the rotation, which should really kind of be the fourth spot. I'll say this. They don't need a ton of help. Peacock's fine. And if they did nothing, they'd be fine in the American League West. But this isn't about the American League West. This is about the AL and the World Series. Dodgers, Yankees, Twins. You don't want to end up having to go to one of those places. You want them to come to Houston. So you're not worried about the American League West. You're worried about overall record. Best record in the American League, best record in baseball. So you make sure that it's home field the whole way through. The offense is going to take care of itself. No moves there. The pitching, though, you got to do something. Probably something in the bullpen and probably something in the starting rotation. The tough part is everybody wants starting rotation. Everybody wants bullpen right now. And there's a lot of teams that are in contention right now that would probably be content keeping things together. Like a couple weeks ago, I was begging to get into the conversation for Max Scherzer. You know what the Nationals have done? Won 8 of the last 10, and they're right there in the thick of things in the wild card. Like, that's a team that's not selling pieces off. That's a team that's not getting rid of guys. The Indians, yeah, you know, Bauer or Kluber would be fantastic. You know what the Indians are? A handful of games out of the wild card. Like, they're not moving on from people. And then you've got all these other teams that are desperate for success and desperate to go to the next level. And so the price on everything is expensive. So for relief pitching, I'd say wait a little bit. Okay? Wait a little bit. Just see who can maybe fall out of this thing and go get those relievers and get hopefully that fresher arm at the back end of the bullpen for later in the year, because it feels like you use Presley a lot. It feels like you use Ozuna a lot. And McHugh, I'm not worried about his usage because he, you know, missed time with the injury. But Harris, it feels like you use that guy a lot. Like, it feels like you use a lot of the bullpen members a lot. So you got to do something with the bullpen. As far as a starter goes, I'm of the opinion in this situation that you want to be the first team to make that move for a starter, not the last team. Because waiting's going to cost more. And we know Jeff Luna doesn't like to pay in prospects for these guys. So I'm of the opinion, get them soon. And by the way, if Brent Strom's a wizard like we all believe he is, the more time with these guys, the better ahead of the playoffs.
So what do you think about with that fifth spot? Hinch goes with kind of an opener type situation for maybe a couple weeks until they can figure out who they're going to go after or if they are going to get an arm, a starting pitching arm. So you go with an opener, you just basically kind of piecemeal it with all your bullpen guys and then maybe throw Cy Snead in there. That guy went, what, 5-6 innings? And
sure,
granted, he gave up a few long balls. I mean, I don't know what the Pirates are doing to be able to see the ball that well, but I mean, you throw that guy in there and he can eat up innings.
My thought process on that is I like the idea, and it works great for the Yankees. It works great for the Rays.
It's not viable long term.
My thought idea would be if that was something they wanted to do, I think we already would have seen them try it just because of who the Astros are, as forward thinking, as kinda analytical as they are.
Injuries and stuff like that. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think if they were going to try something like that, I think we would have seen. By the way, like if Forrest Whitley was healthy, Forrest Whitley would be up already. Like he'd be the guy that would be filling in for Fromber.
Yeah.
That would be filling in for Martin or McHugh, however you want to say. But Whitley's not healthy. And when he was healthy, he wasn't good.
Which I just saw that he is nearing mound work.
Oh, good.
Towards the second or third week of July.
Ah.
So that's if he doesn't have any setbacks.
You know what would look a lot better than Forrest Whitley at AAA? Another stud to go along with Cole and Verlander.
I very much agree with that.
Like, that would look a lot better. Like, I'm sure he looks great in a Round Rock uniform. Fantastic. You know what would look better? Someone in an Astros uniform who's super awesome. That's what I think would look better. I was ready to move Whitley last year. Forrest Whitley's Mark Appel with better PR. And that's what he is right now. Okay? Lots to get to on the show. You want to text in 713-780-3776. You want to call in. HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776 as well. We're going to talk basketball, but speaking of batter up, Daryl Morey's up. Another swing and a miss on the way? I think so. We'll talk about that next. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank, Barry Laminack here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Tyler's in for Nick Sciarra here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The HRMP listener line, you want to call or text the show, 713-780-3776 is the number. That is not off of Barry or Joel's playlist there. That's a Tyler playlist right there.
Hey, I try and mix it up, man.
Okay. Hey, that's all right. That's all right. Mix it up. Change things up. That's what Daryl Morey loves to do more than just about anybody in the NBA. Are we all ready for another Daryl Morey swing and miss? Because that's where we're headed. We're ready for another Daryl Morey swing and miss, like we got to be. That's what the history of Daryl Morey with this team has been. Don't get me wrong. The dude's pulled off some amazing moves. Harden's one of the best moves in the history of the NBA. He's been able to get Dwight. He's been able to get Chris Paul. And then 2 years ago, he put the right mix of everything around those guys. Trevor Ariza was a nice player for this team for a while. A couple years ago, he got Luke Bamute. But Daryl Morey's up there taking Big Daddy hacks and getting Big Daddy misses. Think about over the years. Think about over the years, all the different things Daryl Morey has tried to make happen, has had the Rockets interested in, and then hasn't had it happen. Think about it. We'll go back to the small thing when they thought Marcin Gortat was like the end-all be-all at the center position, and they showed up at his house at like midnight. Marcin Gortat, okay? Then there was chasing Bosch. It was going to be Bosch and Dwight and James and Chandler Parsons, and they didn't get Chris Bosch. They were linked to LeBron. They were linked to KD. They were linked to Paul George after they got Chris Paul. Like, they were going to go get Paul George after they got Chris Paul. Remember that? Like, they've been linked to a ton of people, so is it a shocker that they're linked to Jimmy Butler? No. No, it's not. And by the way, being linked to Jimmy Butler right now and the way you would have to go about getting Jimmy Butler, I'm not sure that's a good move. Like, some of these moves in the past, like, okay, you got Chris Paul, if you got Paul George, great. If you'd ever gotten LeBron, great. If you'd ever gotten Durant, great. Now, that Bosch, Parsons, Harden, Howard thing, that'd have been a disaster, but it wouldn't have been because it was a bad idea. It would have been because Chandler Parsons' knee blew up and Bosch had heart problems. Like, that would have worked. Like, Morey's had some good ideas. Morey's pursued some really cool stuff. This is not one of them. If it's Jimmy Butler, James Harden, and Chris Paul, you got like three guys on your team. It would probably cost you Tucker, Gordon, and Capella to get Butler here. That's what you want to do? You saw how hard it was to fill out the roster last year. Now everyone's trying to fill out the roster with those low-budget guys. Everyone's doing that. Wherever Kawhi ends up, they're going to do that. The Lakers are going to do that. Everyone's trying to fill their team up with low-budget guys. It's going to be hard if you make this Jimmy Butler move. By the way, you're not getting Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's not leaving Philadelphia. If Jimmy Butler's goal is to win a championship, coming to Houston's not the answer. Certainly forcing your way to Houston's not the answer. If you want to win a championship and you're Jimmy Butler, there's two spots you go. You hope LeBron and AD like you and you go to L.A., or you stick with Philly. Philly went further in the playoffs than the Rockets did last year. They were one game away from sending the eventual champions home. Tell me why Jimmy Butler would want to leave that and leave money on the table. Tell me why Philly would want Jimmy Butler to get out. Why would Philly let Jimmy Butler go? They're on the precipice, on the cusp of doing something special in the East. Now, my next question is, does anybody know what the plan is if they don't get Jimmy Butler? What's the plan? What are they going to do if they don't get Jimmy Butler? If they're not going to get Jimmy Butler, are they going to say, hey, Eric, Clint, PJ, we weren't really shopping you guys. Like, we weren't going to trade you. Don't worry. We're not going to trade you. We never really shopped you. We always wanted you here. And you know what? That's doable. PJ Tucker talked about it this week in The Athletic. I'm a professional. I'll be a professional. And I believe him. Eric Gordon, he's only signed up for one more year. And Clint Capella, they paid you when nobody else would. So you kind of owe them a little bit. So that's doable. I actually like that better. The Warriors are not going to be the Warriors next year. Put that crew together that you had last year. Make a tweak here or there with the little bit of money that you have. Keep the sales pitch that we are closer than just about anybody else, because you are. The Rockets are closer. They're closer than the Lakers right now. The Lakers have to fill out the roster and then figure out how it all works. They're closer than the Lakers. They're closer than the Nuggets. They're closer than the Trailblazers. They're closer than Utah. They have significant advantages over all of those teams. So while they're trying to adjust this, while they're trying to blow it up, I don't understand. And then another thing, if they're that destined to change the outlook of things, if they're that desperate to adjust how this team is set up, and they're willing to do this sign and trade and move guys and go try to find a pick here and there and all this, why is it Jimmy Butler? Why aren't you trying to get in on somebody else, something different? Change things up a little bit. Like, why is it so focused in on Jimmy Butler, who's going to turn 30 during training camp and really only makes your window 1-2 years longer than it currently is? I mean, the window's closing. Like, it's on its way down. It's still open, but it's on its way down. Jimmy Butler makes you a viable candidate for a championship run for 3 years instead of two. 2 years instead of one? Because if they run everyone back next year and it doesn't work, then you got to do something different. You got to change things up. Gordon will come off the books. Capella's money will go up. It'll be easier to match salaries and trade things around. If you get Jimmy Butler, okay, it's James, Jimmy, and Paul for the next 3 years. That's pretty much it. Not going to be a ton of movement. Not going to be a ton of new guys. Maybe a hit on a draft pick here or there. Morey's had some success there. Parsons back in the day. Clint Capella. So maybe you hit on a draft pick. It's getting close to the point where how many swings and misses do you get? And especially how many alter a team that's good and try to make it better and have it not get better do you get as well? Because a couple years ago, team was really good. Daryl Morey altered it, and going into last year, the team stunk. Now, he fixed it. He adjusted it. Took a little luck. Took a little skill. But he fixed it and adjusted it a little bit. But again, team was pretty good last year. Why not try it again? Especially because of the roadblock that you haven't been able to get by, which nobody's been able to get by the way. The roadblock you haven't been able to get by is not going to be themselves. That's what I'm wondering. You get a lot of swings and misses because you do hit some home runs. But how many times do you tinker and have it go backwards do you get? Especially when if it's Jimmy and Chris and James and you're filling out the roster, I have to imagine you're getting close to that dreaded luxury tax. Is Fertitta paying that if you're not getting close to a championship? If Fertitta's paying that, if you're not pushing the ceiling of this team to a championship? Doesn't seem like it. Didn't seem like he wanted to do it last year. That's why you jettisoned a first-round pick to get rid of Brandon Knight and under the luxury tax. It's just fascinating for the Rockets because they've got a really tough task ahead of themselves. It's tough to go get Jimmy Butler and then fill the roster out. It's tough to keep the guys you have and fill the roster out. I don't envy what Daryl Morey's got to go through. You want to get in, you can. 713-780-3776 is the HRMP listener line. 713-780-3776 is the number to text as well. If you're there, stay there. We'll get to you. Get those texts in. Load the phone lines up. We'll talk Rockets. We'll talk whatever you want to talk about. 713-780-3776. I'm Cody Stutes. And for Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank. Barry Laminack, Tyler's in for Nick Sciarra today on ESPN 97.5. It is indeed The Usual Suspects. 713-780-3776 is the HRMP listener line. If you want to call in, like USA Mike, he wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you got for me, Mike?
What's going on, Cody, man? You've been doing a good job filling in this week, man. Love listening to you.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling. What do you got for us?
Man, I just got one question. Am I the only Rockets fan that is actually appalled by the Jimmy Butler idea and would be more happy about signing like a Danny Green, J.J. Redick, Tobias Harris, somebody like that, and just keeping the roster pretty much exactly as it is?
Appalled is a strong word, but I'm in favor of keeping the squad and just trying to find one or two guys that would want to come play with you for more than the minimum, but less than what they could make elsewhere. Like, I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't want the Jimmy Butler trade for the Rockets. I don't think that makes them that much better.
Yeah, because the other thing I'm concerned about is style of play. Jimmy Butler doesn't play the threes and layups kind of game. So, like, Tobias Harris was way better at it. Danny Green is a better shooter than outside of your top 2 3-point shooters. And both of them fit better into the system than Jimmy Butler ever would.
You want a crazy stat that I saw the other day, Mike? You want something to just blow your mind? Gerald Green shot three-pointers better than Jimmy Butler last year. Isn't that nuts?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
That's nuts. And Jimmy needs the ball in his hands a lot. Like, Paul needs the ball in his hands. James needs the ball in his hands. Jim needs the ball in his hands. And I don't know how it works. Like, that's such a hard ask for Mike D'Antoni and company. Like, it's a bunch of brand new coaches. That's such a hard ask for them. I don't understand why this is the approach. I don't get it.
Do you think Tobias Harris or Danny Green are going to cost too much for the Rockets to acquire?
I think Tobias Harris is probably going to get paid by someone because there's going to be a bunch of teams that strike out and they'll be like, we could do worse. Let's go ahead and pay Tobias Harris. So I think he'll get paid by someone. Danny Green is interesting because I would assume if Kawhi sticks in Toronto, he just sticks with Kawhi. And I would think if Kawhi ends up in either of the L.A. situations or wherever Kawhi goes, Danny Green's probably got a shot to sign there. And if he doesn't follow Kawhi, then someone's got to incentivize him with a little bit of cash. And I think there's a couple teams that probably think they're close. Like if Philly loses Jimmy Butler, I think they'd try to sign Danny Green. Like, they need shooters. And Danny Green's gone from kind of a fringe player that teams would want to a player that a lot of teams would want, especially if you're going to be in the playoffs, because he's got a lot of playoff experience. So I think they'd try for him. I think they absolutely would try for him. I think they'd have a lot of suitors, Jimmy Butler, Danny Greenwood. So I think it'd be a pretty hard fight. You'd have to do a lot of convincing.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the call. And, man, keep doing your thing.
Thank you, sir. USA Mike with us on the HRMP listener line. Great call from him. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in like USA Mike did today. By the way, anybody given any sort of credence to the fact that Daryl Morey sort of bullied Philadelphia into this situation? Like, the Rockets are out there like, oh yeah, we want to sign Jimmy Butler. And immediately goes, no, you can't sign Jimmy Butler because you don't have any cap space. Oh, no, we want Jimmy Butler. We're just going to sign and trade for him. And Philly's over here like, whoa, we didn't agree to anything like that.
Like, Morey is Varys when he's like got his little spiders to put those feelers.
Yeah, no, Daryl Morey's your girlfriend that signs you up for a baby shower going on a Saturday afternoon in the fall. Yeah. Like, yeah, like it's like Thursday night. You're hanging out with some friends. Like, yeah, you know, we're going to a baby shower on Saturday. Whoa, I didn't sign up for that. Like, yeah, well, we're going. Like.
That kind of came out of nowhere. This is a little last minute there.
Imagine what Philadelphia thought when they were like, oh, Houston wants Jimmy Butler? That's cool. Oh, they want to sign and trade for Jimmy Butler? That's kind of weird. You can't just force another team to sign and trade with you. And even if Jimmy Butler was like, yeah, I really want to go to Houston. Cool. Deuces. Go sign there. We'll take the cap space, bro. We'll take the cap space and go do something else. We do not have to keep you. Yeah, would we prefer to keep you? Sure. Can we offer you more money than everybody? Yes, we can. That would be ideal. But if you're going to leave, go. See ya. Go play for Houston for the minimum. If you want to go to Houston so bad. We don't have to help you. That's the biggest thing. The 76ers don't have to help the Rockets. And even then, you probably need a third team in this situation. That third team doesn't have to help the Rockets or the 76ers. Like, not only do you have to get the 76ers to play ball, Jimmy Butler to play ball, you've got to get a third team to play ball. It's really hard. And I'm not saying it's not worth trying, and maybe you think that makes the team a lot better, but I would have a hard time seeing how the team doesn't get better if you just keep the crew together and then add a couple of pieces here or there. Like maybe a Danny Green. Maybe you can convince him to leave Kawhi wherever Kawhi ends up. Maybe you can convince him to leave Toronto. Or, you know, J.J. Redick. That'd be kind of an interesting piece. He played pretty poorly in the playoffs this past year, but that's a shooter. You need some more big guys. You can't keep running Nene out there. You need some more big guys. Like Nene's not, I mean, it'd be nice if you could maybe get rid of Nene. He's not going anywhere, though, it seems. You need some more big guys with Capella. I'm not opposed to moving on from just Capella, though. Like, if that's a move, move on from Capella, get something different for Capella, you know, change the outlook of the team and then sign a different big man, DeAndre Jordan, maybe. I'm okay with that. That's actually a pretty good move. I would like that. Jimmy Butler for PJ, Eric Gordon, and Capella, I don't like that. That's a tough sell. By the way, none of the free agency movement matters if Kawhi ends up in L.A. With the Lakers, I mean. He ends up with the Clippers, it gets pretty interesting for everybody. But Kawhi Leonard will have a sit-down with the Los Angeles Lakers, meaning that three of the five best players in the NBA could all be on the same team at the same time, which is, I'm confidently going to say, never happened in the NBA. Because Wade and Bosh weren't both top five players when LeBron went to Miami. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. Positions be damned. Because those three guys on the court at the same time, they'll figure it out. They'll figure out who to guard, what to guard, how to play. That's going to be sick.
You don't think egos get in the way of those three guys?
Kawhi has no ego. What is Kawhi Leonard has nothing to prove to anybody anymore.
Kawhi's just a weird guy. Like, I agree with you that Kawhi doesn't have a big ego. I think that maybe with AD and LeBron, like, LeBron is old enough. Like, I think LeBron's been around enough that he is okay with kind of letting other guys
shine.
Have the ball. Yeah, exactly. And like,
he wants to win.
Yeah, he's a guy that he will help you shine.
Yeah.
Instead, as opposed to, if it is his time, then he'll take the ball.
Sure.
Whatever.
Kawhi to me is chameleon. He fits wherever he want to fit. And the Lakers situation actually works out pretty great for him, because if the rumors are true that he's always wanted to be in L.A., okay, well, he's in L.A. He's with a team that's going to let him play his style of basketball. They probably can still build in some rest for him, just like Toronto did, because they've got two other stars. And the first microphone gets stuck in LeBron James's face. The second microphone gets stuck in Anthony Davis's face. And maybe the microphone doesn't even get stuck in Kawhi's face. And he gets to go home before everybody else. He can be a superstar. He can be the best player in basketball and do it behind two guys that are the marquee on that franchise. That's a really attractive spot for Kawhi Leonard. Really attractive. And a really attractive situation. Free agency, get started Sunday night. It's going to be very interesting. Very interesting to see how this thing plays out. You know who's always very interesting? My buddy Astros County on Twitter. If you don't follow him, you should, at Astros County. His website's fantastic, and it's even more fantastic when you start talking baseball with him. He's going to join us next. I'm Cody Stutes, in for Barry Laminack and Joel Blank, here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. Had a chance to run, pulled out a shotgun. Quick on the draw, I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head, and this is what he said.
ESPN 97.5.